myself and for the rest of you, I just really gotta shake it off and get all the icky business of the day off and just shrug it off. And Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And worshiping God is such an amazing opportunity to just be with him. And it's the decision that we have to make. We can slowly ease in to the river and just wade in really slow and think, I don't know. Or we can just decide to shake it off and just jump in head first and to press in and go for the gusto, you know? So I just need to do that really badly. And if you guys want to join me, please do. So I just want to sing, "Oh Lord my God, how awesome you are. How my soul longs to worship you. My soul is so thirsty right now." And I think that's where we all are at some point in life. We should be thirsty.
Oh Lord my God, how awesome you are.
Thank you.
desires for anything that is not so real and is of me. I'm one of you and less of me. My desires for anything that is not so real is of me. I want more of you and less of me. Answer me. Answer me. Won't you fill me with you, with you. Hold the fire, burn away my desires for anything that is not of you. With you.
an offering tonight. You know, some people think that older people give tithes and offerings, and we believe that wise people give tithes and offerings. I want to read a scripture to you out of the book of Matthew. There were some men, and we think that there were three men because there were three gifts, but that's not necessarily true. They were just wise men. Matthew chapter 2, verse 9. Then they heard the king, and they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw that the young child was with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, say treasures, they presented him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned, they went away. Wise men seek him. And it's interesting to me that we believe here that the way we give to the Lord is we give of our time, we give of our talents, and we give of our treasure. And it's interesting to me that before Jesus died on a cross for these same wise men, that they came with a gift of gold, their treasure. Frankincense was a perfume, and it was a masterful thing to make perfume back in the days. Back in the book of Exodus, the Lord actually anointed perfumers to make perfume for the sanctuary. And so that represents our talents. And the last was myrrh, and myrrh was for burial. And it represents death. Because you see, the Lord wants our treasures. He wants our talents. And he wants us to die to ourselves and serve him. That's what it means to be a Christian, is to be a giver. And so we have this time here as we're worshiping him. And we give of our treasures. This is where we do that. We give of a tithe, which is 10%. And we give above that extravagantly in offerings because of what he gave to us. And then we go from this place and we give of our talents and we give of our time. And we serve the Lord. And we give because he first gave. So I want to pray over our offering, because I believe that the Lord wants to set in our heart as young people the spirit of a wise man who gives to the Lord and receives back a lifetime of God just blessing and pouring out through. Father, tonight, for every young person in this place, whether they have something of treasure to give or not, they have time and talent. And tonight, we as a young people believe that it's for us to obey your word. And we're blessed because of it. So right now, God, everything that comes, whether it's treasure or time and talent devoted to you, we ask that you would bless and multiply it, God, to the lives of every individual here that desires to be a wise person, that seeks you out and brings you a gift. God, we don't come empty-handed to a king. We come to a king bearing gifts. And so right now, here's our life, Lord, the biggest gift of all. Receive it tonight in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Come and give.
lifted high.
Let's just keep singing that tonight. Let's just sing that to the Lord.
In my life, be lifted high. In our love, be lifted high. In our love, be lifted high. In our life, be lifted.
Worship you tonight, God. Breathe fresh on us tonight, God. Let your fresh fire fall in this place. God, we're desperate for you, God. God, we are a people that are hungry and thirsty. And tonight, God, we ask you that you would cause us to be more hungry and more thirsty for your presence, Lord. Spirit of God, move down on us tonight. Oh, we bless your name, God. Worship you tonight, Father. God, we worship you tonight. God, we thank you for your love. God, we thank you for your presence. God, we thank you that once we were not a people, but now we're the people of God. God, you've called us by name. You said, Julie, come. You said, Andrew, come. You said, Kelsey, come. You said, Quentin, come. Christina, Kristen, come. God, you've called us by name. You've said, Gabe, come. God, and we worship you because you are a God of the whole universe, yet you called us by name. And tonight, God, we're grateful. We're a grateful people tonight, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you tonight. Amen. Amen. You guys can be seated.
Jesus, burn away my desires or anything that is not serving me. I will not love you unless I desires or anything that is not of you and is of me. I want more of you and less of me. Come save me. desires. Anything that is not of me. I want more of you and less of me.
I'm
worship you tonight. Thank you for the work that you're doing in us, God. I'm asking, Lord, that you'd help us to be a surrendered people tonight. Thank you, God. We worship you. If God's working in you tonight, you don't have to go anywhere. We're gonna keep worshiping. We're just going to keep worshiping, but you're free to go tonight if you need to go and just be blessed. We love you. If the Lord's stirring in your heart tonight, we just want you to get into a small group. Find somebody who is leading a small group or is in a small group. And it's a great place just to talk about what the Lord's doing in your heart and get some people to come around you and help you walk it out. Amen? So we love you tonight, and you're welcome to go. Be blessed. Go be Jesus in your world this week. Amen? Amen. Amen.